Good morning, everyone. How are you? Nice weather, huh? I like the temperature. I love the fact that it's not so humid. Down where I live in Florida, I live by the Kennedy Space Center, and it's at this temperature, the humidity, you're just dripping with sweat. And one of the goals that I always make when I'm preaching, especially on Sunday, is to find some common thread, some golden thread that weaves itself through the scriptures. And I must admit, I had a difficult time with today's readings because they seem so disconnected. The first one, of course, talks about, "Rejoice, Jerusalem, for your Savior is coming." The second one, of course, talks about living in the Spirit. And the third one, the main focus is, if you know Christ, if you know me, you know God, and your burden will be light. What kind of connection is that? And then it dawned on me an idea that I use very often, especially in funerals, because that is a time when the family and friends gather, and the reality of life really hits many of them, especially those who don't go to church very often or at all. And so I'm going to throw this idea out to you. I'd like you to challenge me on it. If there are any extroverts out there, I'm going to give you the opportunity to respond if you wish. Are you ready? Are you ready? Okay. Raise your hand if you disagree with me when I say you don't have a soul. Would you disagree? You would disagree with me? You, sir, you're shaking your head but afraid to raise your hand, right? I don't blame you. Don't do it. I see a couple here. Anyone here? If I say you don't have a soul, okay. Who would like to respond to that? Raise your hand. Anyone? Would you say what? Go ahead. I know what you're thinking. The spirit within us, right? We have a soul, right? Would you agree with him? Would you? Okay. How about over here? Anyone else want to try to catch me on this? Huh? Okay. Here's where the important point comes. You don't have a soul. You are a soul. Huh? Got it? You see the difference? Because we are physical, our senses, all of what we have learned has come through our senses, what we've listened or heard, or what we've read, what we've tasted, what we've sensed with our touch. We misunderstand the purpose of our souls. We don't have a soul. We are a soul. That makes sense? And when you look at it from that perspective, it changes everything. Like I said, in the first reading, in Zechariah, the prophet was talking about a Messiah who would come and save the people Israel. And yet they weren't saved, not the way they expected. When Jesus came, they wanted a Messiah who would free them from the clutches of the Roman Empire, a political Messiah, Savior. But he wasn't, was he? He saved them from the slavery of sin. Paul talks about this in today's reading, and this is where this clicked in his mind. And he says, are you aware that the spirit that lives within you is freeing you from sin and death? And today, especially in the gospel, when Jesus says, my yoke is light. You know what a yoke is, right? That thing that's used to pull oxen and calves. My yoke is light. And yet, We live in a world that has so much pain, and Christians are being persecuted and killed for their faith. And if you look at it from the world of the flesh, you can't say that these people are being freed. In fact, the opposite, right? They're being killed, tortured, imprisoned, beheaded for the Christian faith. And if you look at it from the world of the flesh, that ain't the way it is. But if you look at it from the world of the Spirit, the world of the grace of God, you yourselves, many of you who have gone through difficult times in your life, would attest to the fact that especially in those difficult times, the presence of the Lord is there to strengthen and encourage, even sometimes carry us. That's where God's grace comes in. And this one reading, once again, points so significantly to one of the sacraments. Anyone want to guess which one? What? Not baptism. Nope. Good guess. Reconciliation. Because as we live, we're humans. We make mistakes. We sin. And yet when we come to reconciliation, those sins are lifted from our soul. Those sins are washed away. And many times, and just so you know, I'm doing this to give Father Becker a lot more work, okay? But when you go to reconciliation and you walk out of there, you feel, I've had it myself, of course, your soul is lighter. You've got a bounce in your step because you've experienced forgiveness. And you feel that lightness, that joy that only God can give, even in the difficult times. And so I would wish to encourage you, experience and participate in the gift of reconciliation. Because walking with Christ in our hearts lightens our burden and guides us to eternal life.